Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? Life is a song worth singing.
Why don't you
sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand.
Use it.
Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, I'm your host, Ronald DeFay, and you know that the slogan for this show, if there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, serves as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar design, EV charge, EV manufacturing, workforce development, installation, and other African-American-owned solar renewable energy companies to address the economic effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize African-American-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and unemployment of young African-American men and women. Also, to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impact of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You also know, if you join us on a regular basis, that this show is brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, and you can get more information on that initiative by logging on to our website at positivechange.com. That's positivechangepc.com. Go over to our GoFundMe link and you'll find information about that. Also, this show is brought to you every week by the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And you can get more information on that organization by logging on to blacksinsolar.org. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another show. We don't have a scheduled guest today for our show, but we have a powerful, powerful subject matter, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not getting your mail from the groundhogs, that means if you're not in the cemetery, you are aware that on yesterday, President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, supposed to be a win for the American people. Now, we're going to take a deep dive into this legislative bill as it relates to how it will be combating climate change. The Inflation Reduction Act is a win for the American people. This was done by a staff writer at the White House on Intergovernmental Affairs, and it's dated August the 14th, 2022. Now, in doing so, you're now going to be able to hear directly from President Biden himself concerning this matter. And with that being said, we're going to step right on into letting you hear from President Biden as he spoke about this as a win for the American people. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had a few issues this morning. Yes, sir. We're going to start that over so you can hear directly from the president as he spoke on yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, that was President Biden as he talked about what was going to be coming from this Reduction Act. Now, the Inflation Reduction Act passed the Senate, passed the House, headed to the president's desk, which he signed on yesterday. Thanks to President Biden's leadership and the hard work of Majority Leader Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, and the Inflation Reduction Act is on the president's desk, which he signed on yesterday. Because of this, we'll have lowered the cost of prescription drugs for seniors and reduced health insurance premiums for 31 million Americans. We will make the largest investment in the nation's history to address the climate crisis, creating good jobs, union jobs in wind, solar, and electric vehicles manufacturing. We will lower energy bills for working families and support environmental justice. And the legislation is fully paid for, and finally ensuring the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. This is an historic achievement for our country that will directly benefit millions of Americans. Unfortunately, not a single Republican in Congress voted for this package. Not a single Republican voted for the lower the cost of prescription drugs, reduce health care insurance, make investments to address climate crisis, tackling inflation, or require the wealthiest corporations to pay their fair share. In 18 months, the president and I, since they took office, they've created tens of thousands of jobs. So all of this you'll be able to find in this basic bill. But the question comes, what's in this bill? They've given you some highlights, but what's actually in this bill that we're talking about as we look at the issue of climate crisis in the United States of America? Now, I know as well as you know, if you've been following this platform that we've been beating the drum around these issues. Now, we're talking about $369 billion. What we're going to do, we're going to look at a release that was published on April 14th of 2022. DOE releases new equity action plan, unveils investments to strengthen our historically black colleges and universities, opportunities in clean energy. This article was written by a staff person at the United States Department of Energy. DOE releases new equity action plan, unveiled investments to strengthen HBCUs in the clean energy, Washington, D.C., in support of President Biden's executive order. Now, this executive order is Executive Order 13895. In that, advancing racial equity and support for underserved communities through the federal government by the authority invested in me, the president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, it is hereby ordered. Section 1 policy. Equal opportunity is the bedrock of American democracy, and our diversity is one of our country's greatest strengths. Too many, the American dream remains out of reach. Entrenched in disparities in our laws and public policies and in our public and private institutions have denied equal opportunity to individuals of and communities. Our country faces covering economic, health, and climate crises that have exposed and exacerbated these inequalities, while the historic movement for justice has highlighted the unbearable human cost of systematic racism. Our nation deserves an ambitious whole of government equity agenda that matches the scale of opportunities and changes that we face. It is therefore the policy of my administration that the federal government should pursue a comprehensive approach to advancing equity in all, including people of color and others who have been historically underserved, marginalized, and adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequality. Affirmatively advancing equity, civil rights, racial justice, and equal opportunity, equal opportunities responsibility is the whole of our government. Because of advancing equity requires systematic approaches to embedding fairness in decision-making processes, executive departments and agencies must recognize to redress inequalities in their policies and programs that serve the barriers of equal opportunity. By advancing equality across the federal agencies, we can create opportunities for improvement in communities that have been historically underserved, which benefits everybody. And analysts show to higher education would mount an additional $5 trillion in gross domestic product of American economy over the next 5 years. The federal government's goal is advancing equity to provide everyone with the opportunity to reach their full potential, consistent with the aims each agency must address, whether to what extent its programs and policies perpetuate systematic barriers of opportunity and benefit for people of color and other underserved groups. Such assessments will better equip agencies to deploy policies and programs to deliver resources and benefits equitably to all. Definition of the purpose of the order, the term means consistent and systematic fair justice and impartial treatment of all individuals, including individuals who belong to underserved communities, have been denied such treatment as blacks, Latinos, indigenous, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Pacific Islands, and other persons of color, are religious minorities, lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender, queer, LGBT persons, and disability persons who live in rural areas, persons otherwise affected by persistent poverty and inequality. The term underserved communities refers to populations sharing the particular characteristics as well as geographic communities that have been systematically denied a full opportunity to participate in each aspect of economic, social, and civic life, and exemplified in the list of preceding definitions, role of the domestic policy. Now, I've read enough, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to get back to what's in my world and what's in your world. Now, let's take a look at what I am talking about. I am talking about the fact that addressing gaps in data collections, DOE, for example, these are the breakdowns of what they're talking about doing. Now, President Biden is committed to increasing diversity in the clean energy workforce to put it on the strongest footing to deliver solutions to climate and crisis. And I am proud of our efforts to assure that equity remains at the core of everything we do, said the U.S. Secretary of the Department of Energy, Jennifer Graham Holmes. Well, if that's the case, I would like to know why the National Association of Blacks and Solar could not get Jennifer Graham Holmes to participate in a webinar to speak with all the African-American-owned solar installation design firms doing business in the United States last June when we sent out, where is the Green Economic Development Plan in the implementation of the Biden Infrastructure Plan? Now, I know for sure that that got done. I know for sure Biden's has said, today we will be creating a transformative change throughout DOE that will break down the barriers of funding and investments and to forge a stronger bond with HBCUs. That will break down the barriers to funding and investment and to forge stronger bonds with HBCUs and MISs to run, return. That investment will be profound. Cultivating scientific brilliance honed at these institutions to strengthen the U.S. competitiveness in the net zero economy. Executive Order 13985 was signed on the first day of the Biden administration and required that every federal agency undertake a comprehensive review of programs, policies, and practices to better ensure that they equally serve equitable individuals and communities, particularly historically and underserved communities. DOE's comprehensive explanation of its methods of policies focused on procurement, financial assistance, research, and development demonstrates the deployment of engagement. DOE's equal plan outlines the top five priorities to advance equity, addressing gaps in data collection, and facilitate data-informed decision-making, okay, is number one. The data collection limits visibility into who is participating in its business opportunities, outreach events, and programs. To address the data gaps, DOE is to create a data collected system to underserve communities and individuals for all DOE contracts and financial assistance opportunities. That's number one. Number two, to increase opportunities for new applicants to DOE funding opportunities through no specific policy, program, or regulation contributes to a limited applications from BIPOC communities, rural communities, LGBT persons, and persons otherwise adversely affected by persistent poverty and inequity. DOE aims to increase the opportunities for new entrants and avail resources and the constraints, financial, IT, human resources through a range of activities, including creation of a central portal for DOE acquisition opportunities and streamlining and relaxing subcontracting requirements. Number three, increased participation in the DOE RAD and financial assistance program. DOE recognizes that current practices do not do enough to support diversity in financial assistance and that the underserved communities face barriers within each aspect of the RAD process. DOE will increase opportunities for underserved groups, incorporating diverse equity and inclusion requirements into all DOE financial processes, broadening diversity. DOE permits reviews and reduces the administration burdens to allocate applying to financial funding. Number four, expanding strategic, tribal, and stakeholder engagements across DOE. Number five, improving accesses and equity weatherization programs. Read the complete equity plan here. Now, all this information, ladies and gentlemen, is on my website. But I'm going to go and take a deep dive, and we're going to look at, as Little Boy said, we're going to look at what was done, not what was said, what was done. Now, we're taking a second, and we're going to our news and events tab, and we're going to stroll back to June of 2021. We're going to go back and take a little time and stroll back to that date. And what we're going to do, we're going to sort of break down what we carried to the Department of Energy and ask, where is the Green Economic Development Plan for America, for African Americans in the implementation of the Biden Green Infrastructure Plan? Dated 6/11/2021, NAS, the National Association of Blacks in Solar, and the American Association of Blacks in Energy, with the National Association of Blacks in Solar, the American Association of Blacks in Energy, with the National Association of Blacks in Solar, presents a webinar entitled, Where is the Green Economic Development Plan in the Implementation of the Biden Infrastructure Plan? Executive Order 13985, Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities through the Federal Government. Scheduling Secretary at the Department of Energy. And we ask for one of the following dates, June 21st, 22nd, 28th, or 29th, from 11 to 12:30. The agenda is as of following. Introduction of speakers and moderators would be done by yours truly. And at that time, Tracy Wood, who was serving as the vice president of the American Association of Blacks in Energy. Written presenters, of course, myself, introduction and overview. Number two would have been Will Shirley, who is president of Sundial Solar USA and vice president of NAV. Review of the disparities in the solar industry, guidance of funding operations for NAVS. Mayor Johnny Ford, the need for funding NAVS with voluntary support from the World Conference of Mayors. Dr. Lillian Abrams, five-year HBCU Green Sustainability Plan. Mark Davis, D.C. Solar for All Program expansion and for solar job training via HBCU written statement. Efren Jernigan, the Sunnyside Solar Project, Barriers and Roadblocks. He's based out of Houston, Texas. Then Mr. Tracy Wood, Vice President of Operations, would have introduced Jennifer Granholmes, and she would have had 20 minutes to speak and make her case to our African-American-based firms. We had Q&A for 15 minutes, then closing remarks. Now, let me break this down for you, ladies and gentlemen. On March 31st of 2021, an article appeared in the New York Times. It was done by Alicia. Last name is P-A-R-L-A-P-I-N-O. And Jim Tanskerskly. President Biden released his $2 trillion plan to shore up the nation's infrastructure and create jobs. The sprawling proposal will be paid for within 15 years of higher taxes on corporations. Here's how the spending breaks down. Under transportation, to modernize 20,000 miles of highway and road repair, 10,000 bridges by 2030, and to build a network of 500,000 electric vehicle chargers. This is how the money is broken down, and we're talking in billions, ladies and gentlemen. B-I-L-L-O-N. Billions. We're not talking millions. Revitalize the aging and crumbling quarters that get American people and products from place to place while reducing the sector's reliance on fossil fuels that drive climate change. Estimated costs in billions. Electric vehicle incentives, $174 billion. Roads and bridges, $115 billion. Public transit, $85 billion. Passenger and freight railways, $80 billion. Disaster resilience, $50 billion. Other, $35 billion. Airports, $25 billion. Improvement to road safety, $20 billion. Underserved communities, $20 billion. Waterways, $17 billion. This is how this was broken down. But they did it, they took it a little farther, which I love it, because what they did here, they broke it out and they give you buildings and utilities. One of the largest investments, including more than $200 billion in tax credits and grants to improve affordable housing. Goals to make homes, commercial buildings more energy efficient. Reduce and the lead hazards of old water pipes, bridges, and urban digital divide, modernization of the electric grid for greater reliability and wider deployment of low-carbon electricity. Estimated costs in billions. Affordable housing, $213 billion. High-speed broadband, $100 billion. Electric grid and clean energy, $100 billion. Schools, $100 billion. Water systems, $66 billion. Eliminate lead pipes, $45 billion. Child care facilities, $25 billion. Federal buildings, 20 veteran hospitals, $18 billion, community colleges, $12 billion, federal buildings, $10 billion, jobs and innovation, different category. The plan goes beyond physical infrastructure, proposing more than $500 billion investment in manufacturing sector, work training, and research and development. The goals presented has said that the want and to the position of America to compete against China rivals the race to build a dominant industry in the future, like semiconductors. So, estimated cost in billions for domestic manufacturing, ladies and gentlemen, $52 billion. National Science Foundation, $50 billion. Supply chain support, $50 billion. Semiconductor industry, $50 billion. Workforce development, $48 billion. Clean energy manufacturing, $46 billion. Research infrastructure, $40 billion. Disclosed worker programs, dislocated worker programs, $40 billion. Climate technology, $35 billion. Small business support, $31 billion. Research and development, $30 billion. Research at HBCUs, $25 billion. Community investment, $20 billion. Innovation and competitiveness, $14 billion. Underserved communities, $12 billion. New rural partnership programs, $5 billion. In-home care, which was broken out. Plan also includes $400 billion to expand access for caregiving and those who are older, for those with disabilities and provide caregivers. Now, that's a litany of information, ladies and gentlemen. But what I'm trying to tell you is that this deal got cut that was signed yesterday was broken out from this. And all of these things that are targeting the African-American community, such as the research and the development, $25 billion, that got cut out. Community investment, underserved communities, $12 billion. Rural communities, $5 billion. Now, they say they got $369 billion. I want to see how much money is going to be put in these programs. I'm going to tell you why. I said to you, if you are listening out there, that recently the National Association of Blacks and Solar pulled together a national team. And we had Tougaloo College as the lead judiciary in this process. We applied for $18 million for an EDA grant under the Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration Good Jobs Challenge. If this is a level playing field, explain this to me. You had $3 billion, but you received $15.8 billion in proposal requests. So in June, when they shut this thing off, and these announcements were supposed to be made for workforce development training, they went from $47 billion to having $500 million in this pool of money. There was, under the Good Jobs Challenge, 509 applications. You had departments, state labor departments, that you were competing with. You were competing with city governments. You were competing with economic development agencies for cities, counties, and states. You were competing with major white universities, prestigious, such as the University of Alabama, Ole Miss, North Carolina, major white universities that are well endowed and well connected on Capitol Hill. And out of the total of $500 million, we had applicants, seven HBCUs that applied with a total of 11 applications. Some were in healthcare training areas, cybersecurity areas. Only two for renewable energy. North Carolina A&T, who partnered with Duke Energy, Siemens, and a number of other companies, and I doubt very seriously if any of those companies were of African American run. The only application that I am aware of that would have had 90%, 100% African American institution as the lead fiduciary, Power 52 of Ellicott City, Maryland, which is headed by Mrs. Cherie Brooks, the CEO, and Ray Lewis, the NFL Hall of Famer. They do an outstanding job in what they do with workforce development training for solar installers, energy auditors, and electricians. WDC Solar of Washington, D.C., headed by Mr. Mark Davis, they are a installation firm, but they also provide workforce development training cohorts. They do an excellent job. We had global apprentices based out of Atlanta, Georgia, the only 501c3 African American organization I know that has a contract with the Labor Department to place young folk after they get their NAPCEP certification and training into solar positions inside the industry, a placement company. We had Mr. Will Shirley, Sundial Solar USA, out of Jackson, and Mrs. Janelle Manifest with Solar Times USA out of Columbus, Georgia, which took in demographically seven states that we would have covered, trying to train 750 young African American and young people of color who would be interested in coming into this industry, the solar or EV charge or energy in renewable energy industry. We, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, we're not funded. Only one HBCU got one grant funded. North Carolina A&T had three. They had one in cybersecurity and one other in the health-related area. They had three separate applications, which was excellent. I was very, very happy that North Carolina A&T received that grant. Don't get it twisted. But that's not enough, ladies and gentlemen. The grant for Tougaloosa and the other HBCUs should have been funded. If what the Biden administration claims that they're trying to do across these federal agencies is true. I'm using that example, ladies and gentlemen, because you got to apply for these grants, and it's not a level playing field once you get inside these agencies and understand it ain't what you know, it's who you know that's going to do something for you. I hope I'm making myself plain so you can get it. This is real talk, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to take a slight pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here, and we're going to switch gears. Because what we're talking about is $360 billion getting ready to flow out here like water. And if black folks, if we ain't careful, we're going to get nothing. We're going to be played again. And that's a sad commentary. But what we try to do on this show, we try to make it plain.
Someone singing, I can tell. Sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, I'd like to know what you think what's been said on this platform this morning. And you know how to do that by calling 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. And please remember to press 1 on the phone pad after dialing the call-in number. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to switch gears. We wanted to take a little slight pause for the cause and bring you back in here. And as I said, we've been sitting here not in a state of disbelief, but being on top of these things and watching them unfold to the African-American community before the money got in place. See, that's what I'm saying. We knew this was coming. We knew there was money in the American Rescue Plan, and we saw how that played out. We have ready proposals ready to move. We have a 5-year HBCU sustainability plan done by the leading African-American environmental engineering firm in America, Peer Consults, headed by Dr. Lillian Abrams. She has offices here in Washington and 4 other nationally and 2 internationally. So we're not playing these games to be playing games. We need... these firms, companies need major contracts for their operations. We're talking about less than 40 African-American solar installation and design firms. And I'm not saying these people aren't working and they're not busy. I'm just saying they're not getting their fair share of the rock. That's what I'm saying. They're not getting their fair share. And this is an issue because when you reach out to the Gilbert Campbells of this world, who's CEO of Bolt Energy, Gilbert's a young African-American brother here, and he had an agreement with Microsoft. And we asked him, said, look, would you please come on a Zoom call and sort of share with us how that's going to be broken out? Because we realize that when opportunities are given to one, I guess it's supposed to mean all. When it's black folk, you do something for one, you do something for all black folks. No, that's not the way it works. No, that's not the way it works at all. You understand what I'm saying? We understand that this takes a lot of commitment, a lot of time, and you have to be about it and not talk about it. You have to do the work. So that's what we do here at the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC. We do the work. You know what I mean? So when you do the work, you're able to come back and say to people, this is what it is. Now, on May 14th, 2021, a little over a year ago, Bolt Energy announced innovative environmental justice power purchase agreement with Microsoft. And we reached out to Mr. Campbell. And I'm going to let you hear Mr. Campbell a little bit because I want, you know, I believe in being fair on this. So I'm going to let you hear from him yourself.
Bolt Energy is a solar development firm. We finance, build solar assets. We pay for all the upfront expenses, and then the organization of companies buying cheaper electricity, no upfront capital expenditures, and everything. The Cheesecake Factory, that project was secured by my business partner, Barry Shockett. We installed solar at City Hall in D.C., EFPA Holdings. We installed solar at Fort Bragg Military Base. That's a distinct honor to being recognized by President Obama's White House, where I was named the White House Champion of Change on Equity. We've done a lot at educational institutions. I've done a project at Wake Forest University and Kiffin University. Created 1 out of 50 jobs. Also, solar energy is growing 17 times faster than national economy in the U.S. However, African Americans only make up 7% of the solar workforce, so there's still a lot of work needed. The passion for me and my business partner, Tony Francis, to go back into our country, talk to students, talk about leaning. What are the job opportunities? What are the opportunities to start your own company, create a phone? The point, and at that point, I think we'll come up with a lot more ideas that a lot of other companies could be involved in to keep taking us in the right direction. I would say to someone that's been left behind, whether it's a coal worker in West Virginia or an African-American in Detroit, is that we're not going back to a coal economy. We're reaching a handout and saying, here's a new industry. We'd like to be a part of it. Yeah, so to me, that's one of the biggest things that we can do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to Mr. Gilbert Campbell and his partner. And as I indicated on July 14th, they put out a press release. A nationally minority-owned solar development firm today announced its first environmental justice and renewable energy initiative with Microsoft. Energy will supply 250 megawatts of utility-scale solar energy, which supports Microsoft's goal to have 100% renewable energy supply for all of its operations by 2025. In addition, Bolt Energy and Microsoft will invest a portion of the revenues for the power purchase agreement in communities impact funding initiatives, which will support programs that bring the benefits of renewable energy closer to communities that have not been significantly included in the wave of clean energy initiatives undertaken by private and public sector. It is critically important that the clean energy infrastructure and the economic development investments are made in underserved minority rural communities that have been disproportionately impacted by environmental injustice and lag behind in health and financial benefits of the thriving clean energy, said Bolt Energy co-founder Gilbert Campbell. It is equally important to provide access to business and job creation benefits of clean energy movement. We look forward to working with Microsoft to identify and invest in community initiatives to create more inclusive economic opportunities. With Bolt Energy, we are able to scale the impact of our renewable energy projects by working together with addressing environmental equity issues ranging from renewable energy access to working workforce training among underserved urban and rural communities, said Noah Wash, CBD Cloud Operations and Innovations at Microsoft. The initiative represents Microsoft's first utility-scale solar purchase agreement with African American Energy Development Firm. The agreement further advances Microsoft and Volt's mutual commitment to deliver the benefits of renewable energy to the historically underserved communities. Well, they need to give me a call, ladies and gentlemen. I am president of the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And we have reached out and asked Mr. Campbell to come back on this and actually do a webinar with our African-American-based firms and let us know how he was going to break that 250 megawatts out to see which part of this would provide opportunities for our firms. I'm still waiting on a response. See, I hear people talking every day, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get behind this mic, and I don't charge anybody with anything because we can't make anybody do anything. I'm just saying is your words speak for themselves. I'm telling you that this is not being followed through by them at Volt Energy as it relates to working with the firms I know. Now, they may be working with some firms I don't know. That's fair enough, but I'd like to know who they are so we can put a spotlight on that growth and that opportunity that's been awarded by this initiative by Microsoft. That's all I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be going off the air in about 8 minutes. But I hope that this show today sort of shows some of the contrast in a lot of flowery words, ladies and gentlemen, but where's the funding? Where is the money? And that is what that's the question that is being put forth to entities around this country asking them why aren't and where is the funding for African-American-based firms? And I think it's a fair question, very fair question. And we need to get the ball on the road other have the road to come to the ball. Whatever we got to do, we got to do. We don't have a lot of time to play around and play nice guy. We got to go hard just like everybody else is going hard after our fair share of these dollars because they're tied tax dollars. I don't know what else to say other than that. I'm going to close our show today because I think that there are a lot of things working. I've reached out this morning, and I was able to contact Mr. Elijah Perry, who is the executive director of Grid Alternatives here in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to have him on the airways on this platform on the 31st. So we're talking 2 weeks from today. If the Creator spares me, allows me to be here, he'll be on this platform. And we're going to hit upon some of these things, ladies and gentlemen. We keep bringing it. We keep doing what we do. And that's why we do it. Now, I've got a few minutes left, so I'm going to go right to our news and events tab, and I'm going to tell you, you need to, if you don't know about Positive Change, that's our organization, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, and our website, you know, we need to upgrade it. It needs a revamp, but that takes money. Well, I got a GoFundMe link here, ladies and gentlemen, and every month, it didn't change. It's still up there. We're still trying to reach that $68,000 goal to raise the necessary capital that we need to buy some airtime on WOL 1450 AM so we can talk about these things. another platform, because we'll have the money to go into and deal with Dr. Kathy Hughes over at Radio Urban One Radio Market. Radio, but we can't go over there without asking her to do something for nothing, and we're not going to do that. We're going to ask the people that we are providing information to, because information, based on their slogan, is power. And I agree if you take it and do something with it. So I'm telling you where to go to get the information. You need to go to the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. Okay, positivechangepc.com. Click on News and Events. Biden administration announced an investment to make homes more energy efficient for lower costs for American families is the lead article. DOE releases Equal Opportunity Action Plan, unveils investments to strengthen HBCU opportunities in clean energy. Heard something about that today. The Inflation Reduction Act, a win for the American people. You heard something about that today. Biden-Harris administration launches a $675 million bipartisan infrastructure law program to expand domestic critical material supply chains. You'll find that there also, ladies and gentlemen. The roadmap to equity, implementing racial equity and support for underserved communities at DOE. You'll find that there. North Carolina A&T lands $23.7 million Good Jobs Challenge grant for clean energy workforce training. You'll find that there. Solar Snapshot investment in grid decarbonization, community solar, and workforce equity. Find an outstanding article there. 32 regions partnership received a once-in-a-generation funding from the American Rescue Plan. Developed training programs to support local economies and placed an additional 50,000 workers in quality jobs. Where else are you going to find this information, ladies and gentlemen? On the World Wide Web, with somebody coming here with news that you can definitely use every day. Now, let me tell you who brings you this show, because we get ready to close this here thing out here. This show is brought to you every week by the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC. We serve as an economic blueprint for self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small. We don't care what color they are, both large and small. But we also, along with work to increase market share for African-American solar installation, workforce, EV design, EV manufacturing, installation, and other African-American-owned solar installation firms to address the high energy cost that affects our historically black colleges and universities. To utilize African-American-owned farmland, HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the under and underemployment of young African-American men and women locally and nationally. Also to educate the African-American community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the African-American community through Black Talk Radio programs, like the only one, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. It's also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BFLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go right to our website at positivechangepc.com, scroll over to the GoFundMe link, and remember, we're not the greedy. We happen to be the needy. Okay? Now, as we look at that, we also know that this show is brought to you every month by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BFLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you enjoyed this show today, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, as we come to a close of another program here on Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America, as we say, We don't want you to meet us back here next week. We want you to beat us back here. As we say, have a good day. Stay safe.
Someone singing, I can tell you, sing it. Life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your singing, I got you, sing it.